Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We now have a high priest, Jesus Christ, who is sitting now at the right hand throne of God, ever interceding. He's our high priest. My dad used to say this all the time. We don't have to go to a knothead and looking through a knot hole to a knothead. My dad was pretty rough, but you get the point. Now we go directly our high priest. And again, and the profession literally means that confession. We see it in Hebrews 4:14 and Hebrews 10:23. Now, verse number 2. Who was faithful to him? Don't read any farther. Who is the who? In verse number 2, the word who is who? Who's that referring to? Huh? No. Jesus. Jesus is faithful to him. Who's the him? God. Jesus was faithful to him, to God, that appointed him. God, we just read he was the apostle, the high priest. God appointed him, Jesus, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. So he's comparing. They're both faithful. Jesus is faithful. Amen. Moses is faithful. When it means all his house, he talking about the house of Israel here. Okay, is what he's speaking of, the house of Israel. And Moses was faithful. As a matter of fact, let me read verse number 3. We'll pull this together. For this man, Jesus, was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Now, they were both faithful, but yet Jesus was counted, he receives more glory than Moses. Why? Inasmuch as he who builded the house hath more honor than the house. Which you can, that's so simple, even a caveman can understand that, okay? That the one who built the house, the builder, has more honor than the house itself. Jesus and Moses had similar ministries. Verse number 2, they were both faithful. Moses taught Israel God's truth, and he prayed for them when he met God on the mountain. Exodus 32, 30 through 32. I was going to read that. Time is getting away from me. But you remember about Moses, and he came off the mountain and received the law, and the people out there were in all that already. Aaron made that calf, remember, and he made that prayer. Moses was the first high priest, even though it moved on to Aaron. But literally, Moses had the law, and then till Aaron became the high priest, it was Moses, okay? And we see him praying in Exodus 32. Matter of fact, it's the longest pause. Let me read this real quick. In all the Old Testament, where he says, yet now, they talked about they've sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Remember, a calf came. Aaron, what have you done? I don't know. We just throw some gold in the fire and poof, out popped a cow. I just come out that way. Well, he lied, but anyway. Yeah, and Moses is praying for the sin of the people. Yet now thou wilt forgive their sin. And there's a hyphen in there. Greg's not, but anyway, there's a hyphen there. And it's the greatest pause in the Hebrew tongue, where literally Moses is praying to God when he says, if yet now thou wilt forgive their sin, and not, if not, then blot me out. Remember all of that. But anyway, we see that powerful prayer of Moses, how he was not just, God's prophet, but he was also his high priest there on that mount. Well, Jesus also not only taught the truth, and we know that, but Jesus is the truth. Jesus prayed for his disciples in John 17. Moses was the messenger of the law. Jesus was the messenger of grace. John 1:17. The law came by Moses. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So we see that in verse number 2. And then verse number 3, it talks about Jesus is superior to the prophets, to the angels, and to Moses. The builder is greater than the building. Moses was part of the building that Jesus built. Jesus is the builder. It's interesting. Moses received glory from God, and I got verses here that I won't have have time in Exodus 34, 29 through 35, Exodus 33, 18 through 23. Literally, God himself gave glory to Moses because he was a great man. I mean, wonderful man. God gave him glory in these passages. Another interesting thing. God was the only, how wonderful Moses was. Do you know that God was the only one present at Moses' funeral? And God buried Moses' body. You talk about somebody special. I've had I've done a lot of funerals, and I've only had one funeral, and I don't remember if it was Kersey or Otloff. I can't remember who it was. That anyway, me and the funeral. It was in Haines City. There's at a graveside in Haines City. Me and the funeral director was the only people there. Only people there. Okay, let's begin. And the I call him the grave digger. I don't know what the proper term of it is, you know, but he was there kind of off to the side, and he came over as I just started reading scripture, and I never forget, he took his hat off, and he this was years ago, and he took it, put his cap over his heart. Well, so there was three people at that funeral, me, the funeral director, and then the grave digger, said a few words, that's pretty difficult, nobody's there, you know, but I said a few words, and I knew the individual, and said something, had prayer. But at Moses' funeral, only God was there. Let me share it with you. I have it in Deuteronomy 34. Where'd I have it, Mark? Okay. And the Lord said unto him, Moses, this is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, unto Jacob, saying, I will give it to thy seed. Remember, Moses struck the rock twice. Moses, you don't do that. And because of that, he could not go into the promised land. So God allowed Moses to see the promised land. It was Joshua who took the people over into the promised land. But God allowed Moses to see. He said, and I'm going to give it to thy seed. I've caused these to see it with thine own eyes, but thou shalt not go over. Verse number 5. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. Then verse 6, and he buried him in the valley of the land of Moab over against Beth Peor. So not only was God the only one present at Moses' funeral, God buried him. See in verse number 6, and he buried him. Wouldn't that have been something? You're talking about glory. You're talking about honor. Let me tell you one other verse of how much glory Moses had. In Jude, we find in Jude, verse number 9. Yet Michael the archangel, while contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. The devil wanted to dig up Moses in Jude 9. And Michael the archangel, by the way, there's only one archangel, and that's Michael. Gabriel's not an archangel. Anyway, that's another subject. Michael the archangel fought off Satan to keep him from, what's the word? What is that word? Yeah, disinterment. That's a big word. I'd use digging him up. Exhuming. Yeah, he wanted to dig up. Why did the devil want Moses' body? Well, the Bible does not say. But could it be like that snake on that brass pole where the people started worshiping that snake? If I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. And they would look. Remember the story about the people were dying and because of the snakes? We're dying. Well, you put that snake on that brass pole, and if you look, you'll live. And they actually had to do away with that brass pole because people were looking at that brass pole instead of looking at the one that it represents. Same thing would happen to Moses. If the devil would have got hold of Moses' body, he said, here's your leader, he's dead. And like, remember how Joseph was carried around was it Joseph? He died in Egypt. Doug, help me. Or was it Jacob? Joseph, yeah. He died in Egypt, and the people carried him around for a long time in his coffin. He said, don't bury me here. Bury me back home. Imagine what they would have done with Moses' body. I said all that to say this. Moses received a lot of glory, but Jesus received much more glory.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.